Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone. This is Sophie Mihalko, and I am here with... Hi, how are you?
Hello, everybody. Hi, Sophie.
Hi. So I know that it's been a while. We haven't done a show together, but we are very, very excited to be here today to speak to you about probably one of our favorite topics, creation.
Yes, I'm excited and I'm nervous.
Oh, come on. You're natural at this. There's no reason to be nervous. So, let's talk about creation. So, I often hear people saying that they want to create the life that they desire or something better in their life. And a lot of times I don't see people creating that. So I thought we would talk about creating your life really means. If you don't mind, because I know you have a lot to say on the subject. So if you don't mind, I'm going to start sharing with people what I think creating is, and then I'll ask you if you can add to it. Is that cool with you?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, awesome. So for me, creating my life means that I get to choose what I want in my life without necessarily being attached to how it looks like. I also get to create my life with the energies that I want to have. So for instance, let's say that I want to have money, but I also choose to have ease with money. So I'm going to create money, but I'm also going to create money in a way that's easy and fun for me. So that to me is creating my life. What does creating your life mean for you?
And the key word for that was fun. I think you, you hit it on the nail there. For me, creating is sort of like the moment I open my eyes in the morning. You know, I have that choice whether I want to be a chronic creator or a chronic complainer. And, so what do you want to do when you wake up in the morning, open your eyes, and, you know, I want to be a creator. I want to create joy. I want to create appreciation. I want to be grateful. I want to build upon that source energy and try to align myself into the universe and try to go on with my day creating that. So my life experience throughout that day is that. So for me, creating is so much that. It's the moment I pretty much wake up.
Yeah.
Or I can end up being sort of like what I would call like a chronic complainer, somebody that's, you know, a lot of people, including myself, wake up with yesterday's problems and I end up, you know, going into like this sort of autopilot of like thinking things are wrong or thinking things that are something that maybe went wrong the other day or someone's opinion that affected me. And then I'll carry that into my next day and then I'll just, you know, sort of allow that to kind of take over. So it's so important for me to understand that I have to start my day as a brand new creation and to stay in that vibrational field that connects you to the universe. So and it's really just like a choice. So it's just, and that's the great thing is that we have that choice that allows us to make that shift. And it's so beautiful to, and what's great is that Axis has those processes that will help us not so much in getting into the alignment of that vibration, but actually staying in it. And I think that is key to a lot of our happiness is that, often we allow this reality to dictate how we think we have to be because we're like deluged by all these laws and rules and expectations with this reality that you know is imposed by other people. And everyone has an opinion about how we should behave, right?
Yeah.
So you got to understand, you'll never feel you being you if you allow outside influences to guide you And it's so easy to pick up other people's crap when you, you know, you wake up and you start, you can almost instantly go into that from just the day before if you allow it. And so, you know, for me, it starts the moment I wake. I have to really concentrate at that moment to know that my day is going to, I'm going to choose my day. It's going to be this. This is how my day is going to be. This is how I want it to be. So, and I want to try to stay inside that vibration the whole day. Of course, there's going to be some things that are going to knock me off course, but as long as I, and this is where access also comes in, as long as I know that, let's just say if I have a negative feeling come up, or I get the sensation of a negative feeling or thought starting to pop up, I can catch it with a question before I sort of go into the reaction of it. So, and that'll be kind of in line with the vibration of like joy and happiness. So I'll try to use a question to stop that negative thought.
So can I ask a question?
Yeah. Oh, I think I'm just babbling on off. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. So that's okay. I'll just interrupt you when I want to talk.
I'm sorry.
So one thing that I hear people say all the time is, I'm not creating my life because of this or because of that, or, you know, like you just talked about complaining versus, you know, having joy or all of that. So I have this interesting point of view that we create everything in our lives. So to me, complaining or, you know, having crap shows up in your life is also part of creation.
Yeah.
And
we have to understand that. Yeah.
So for me, it's also looking at what is it that you are creating what you want to have, or are you creating the stuff that you have to complain about?
Yeah. And most
because
of the stuff that we complain about is not even ours.
That's true. That's very true. And also, so for instance, like I was, you know, I have small children, and recently I had an interaction with the principal of the school of my kids that left me very upset, right? I was very angry and very upset. And I also, my friend today was asking me if I wanted to, if I ever wanted to get into a political position or change anything politically. And I said, if I ever get to change anything politically, it will be education. So if I ever get in a role where I will be involved politically, it will be to change the face of education. And I realized that I created this interaction with the principal so that I would remember what I actually believe education can be and what I can bring to education.
Yeah.
So I feel like I've totally created that as a reminder, even though it left me very upset.
Yeah, yeah, you're free of self.
Yeah,
there's
so
need is our educational system, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I'm very blessed because I have people in my life who have the information that I may require in order to change education, because it's not just saying this does not work for me. I also need to look at, okay, what's in place? Why is it in place? Da, 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 da. So for me, it's like, oh, wow, there's so much I can create because I actually even have the information. It's not just a statement or it's not just I don't like this. It's actually I actually know what could make a difference. So to me, that's, okay, what am I going to choose to create here?
So, Sophie, what about the people that, like you said before, that they a lot of what they're complaining about and it is not theirs, or like for instance, like what if you were in like a blissful, creative, energetic state and you get in your car, you're happy, and everything seems to be going right for you, and you're on the freeway and suddenly you just feel shitty. Something just hits you where you just feel like, and then you start judging yourself, and then you start thinking about, well, I don't deserve to be that happy for no reason, or I don't deserve to have those kind of feelings. You start going in judgments, and I think it's important for a lot of people to know that a lot of that is not even ours. It's, you know, we're like these energetic vibrational beings on this planet, and we vibrate on off everything, and including others and other people's thoughts. So if someone could have drove by and had a bad day and like one of the loved ones, and you could have felt their pain. You could have actually energetically felt the pain, and then you all of a sudden just cascade into all these judgments about how bad you are. And I think we have to remember that our true essence is energy. We are energy beings having a life experience, and that it's really easy for us to experience other people's drama and trauma. And like I said, most of what we go through as far as like the drama, the things that the negative thoughts that we go through, most of the time it's not even ours. And I think that's such a huge piece of information that can really change a lot of people's lives if they understood.
Yes. So actually, you're bringing up something interesting for me. So
then you're open up. You can open yourself up to more creating, to be more of a creation, and create your life if you understand that more, and you get yourself out of it quicker.
Yes, actually, there's a big piece here because, you know, you and I are very aware people, so we go through our day and we suddenly feel like, oh, why am I feeling like this? Why am I feeling like that? Okay, it's not mine. And I also recently realized that my body is telling me everything that I could change, which is a lot of things. So, like, as you're talking, I'm sitting here in my room, and I suddenly felt a lot of depression coming over. And I feel that when we talk about creating our lives, a lot of people start saying, oh, what did I not create, instead of looking at what they created. So there's a lot of judgment that comes when we talk about creating our lives. However, my body is making me aware of that because I have tools, I have skills, I have the ability to change this.
So, Sophie, when you say people go back and think of what they haven't created in their life, there's nothing for you to go back and live over or fix or feel regret about.
That's true.
Every part of your life has unfolded just right, and it's so important to understand that.
Oh, that felt good. And also an awareness, and it's not a wrongness. So it's an awareness. So, for instance, I am aware that I could create more clients, or I could create more classes. I could create more speaking opportunities, right?
Yeah.
It's not that I'm upset about not having more clients or not having more speaking opportunities. Is that I'm aware that more is possible.
Yeah.
And now, all I have to do is say, okay, what am I going to do different to create more of what I want to have? Not, I wish that things were different in the past, but more from now on, what am I going to create differently?
Just a mental shift. And
So what if it was not mental? Because to me, the mental actually is really hard to change. Because I'm French, in case you guys didn't notice, I'm French.
Maybe I used the wrong word.
That's fine. You didn't use the wrong word, because that's what a lot of people are thinking right now. And I would like to give them some information about that. What if it was not about changing our thoughts? because our thoughts are just are very limited, and it's only a split second. What if it was about changing the energy that we be?
Yeah. That's what my point was. It's about changing the energy. And it's also understanding that 100% of what anyone is experiencing, it's because of their perception allows it.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter what other label you give it. It doesn't matter what other label you give it. Everyone has their own unique perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
I mean, I don't disagree that our perspectives morph together as we talk and we begin to build new ideas and or even new beliefs. But you have to understand that you're not in perfect alignment with any other's opinion or perception about anything. And if you would strive as more of an individual or a mass mm-hmm. consciousness to be more independent and care less about what other people think, and that would create less split energy, and you'd be more in alignment with your own creative power, and that energy, you know, I think we both know, creates worlds.
Yep.
So.
Yes, it does.
I'm sorry.
Say that again.
I keep going off the subject, huh? Am I going off the subject?
That's fine. You give a lot of information. Okay, so I actually wanna give a little bit of information to people who are listening today, because so we create in 10-second increments, right? So it's like I'm choosing to be on the radio right now, and 10 seconds from now, I may choose not to be on the radio, or I may choose to continue talking on the radio, but if I always choose in 10 seconds, then I'm being present, okay? So,
so how do you do that for me?
So it's like, right now I'm choosing to be on the radio. 10 seconds pass. Oh, now I'm choosing to be on the radio. 10 seconds pass. Oh, I'm choosing to be on the radio, and I'm choosing to be happy. 10 seconds pass. Oh, mm-hmm. I'm choosing on the radio, and I'm choosing to be... Like, every... Basically, this is what, for me, it truly means to be present in your life.
Yeah.
To be present in your life means to continuously choose your life.
Yeah.
And when you continuously choose your life, then you get to create it. You get to create the life that you actually want.
And I think that's what I was trying to relay, was that the moment I wake up, I know I have that choice. I can choose to create my life at that very moment. And that is when my creation starts. And that's when things start unfolding for me. So if I stay in that alignment, I can create anything.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, so let's talk about alignment for a second. I think alignment is a word that comes from the law of attraction, and it makes a lot of sense. You're aligning yourself. However, to me, aligning myself with something means that mm-hmm. I have to look at what some mm-hmm. and then kind of change or modify myself to be in alignment with that. So that's mm-hmm. one way. So what I'd like to suggest also is that you get to choose something without really knowing what it's like yet. And also, you don't even know if that's the choice you're going to make for more than 10 seconds. So for instance, when Tobias and I, we prepare these shows, Tobias often asks me what questions I'm going to ask. And it's challenging for me because I often change the questions when I get on the radio. So I know what the topic is, and I say, okay, we're going to talk about creation. So I give him two or three questions, which makes him feel like, okay, he has something to start choosing from. But for me, I feel like I get to choose what I'm going to talk about. And when I get to choose what I'm going to talk about, I actually get to add even more content and more value than if I had decided we're going to stick to creation. So when you say, oh, maybe I'm changing the subject, I'm getting off the subject, no, you're not. You're simply adding to the conversation. Mm-hmm. That's the choice you're making. That's the choice you're making. It's not the wrong choice. It's not the right choice. It's the choice you're making. And I can make that choice with you, or I can say, hey, that's awesome, and I'd like to talk about something else. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, it makes total sense. And I do ask you, Sophie, what questions are you going to ask me? And just out of my nervousness, this is only my second or third radio show, so I'm a little nervous and kind of jittery. So.
And you're so good, too. So good at it. I love. But I think it's great that you ask those questions because it gets us in the energy of what we're going to create. So it's fantastic.
But going back to what you were saying about that you don't have to really you were talking about how I was talking about
alignment.
Okay,
yes.
And you're saying you don't have to have anything to or even know to choose. And you're right. Because,
well,
so you just have to kind of be open to receiving. Is that what you're saying? That you just have to continue to be open up, being open to receiving. You don't have to necessarily. I kind of got lost when you were saying.
Yeah. Okay. So let me go back to that point because I forgot that I was making that point. So let's say that I'm choosing a lot of money. To me, a lot of money is actually not really a choice because in this reality, unless you have a lot of money, you can't, or unless you have money, you can't really do a lot. So to me, actually, choosing a lot of money is not a choice. However, if I say I'm going to choose to have joy, I'm going to choose to have freedom, I'm going to choose to be so excited about my life that I can't wait to go and live it. Mm-hmm. When I choose that, because I function in this world, I will have money in it. Like for me, if I choose joy, joy includes money. If I choose love, love includes money because when I love someone, I want to be able to buy them gifts. I want to be able to take them on trips. So for me, choosing joy, choosing love, choosing ease, that includes money. I don't need to choose money. I don't need to choose having a great radio show. I'm going to choose being the energy that I be. I'm going to choose having a passionate conversation with you. I'm going to choose creating something that was not created before. And all of those choices will make our show very dynamic.
Yeah.
So, and really great. So for me, I'm never choosing a result. I never choose a result. I choose the energy that I be. And when I choose to be that energy, oh my Lord.
Everything just unfolds on you. I know what you're saying. I'm the same way. I don't really get specific about what I want. I have my desires and I have my ideas of what, but I don't get specific. I just want to choose to be grateful for what I have. I want to choose to be happy as much as I can and have joy and to have appreciation. And I know being in the energy space, I will then start getting more. And like you said, when you're in the energy of joy, money is going to follow.
Yeah,
instead
exactly.
A boatload of money.
Yeah. So the other thing I wanted to, if you don't mind, I'm going to tell a little story. I speak to my parents once or twice a week, and there's an expression in French that means I'm going to be okay. But the expression is, I will get out of it. So I will get out of it, to me, is not an expression that I enjoy saying because it kind of feels like I have to get out of a hole or I'll have to get out of a bad situation or something like that. So I don't like saying it. However, my parents love hearing it because to them, that means that I'll be okay. So a couple of weeks ago, I stopped resisting saying that expression. And a couple of weeks ago, I said to my parents, I will get out of it, which I know meant to them, I'll be okay. And oh my gosh, the ease that I've had with my business, the opportunities, the possibilities, the energy that's been showing up in my life with my kids, with my business, with my relationships, since I said that, has been like amazing. I mean, you know, you know a lot about what's going on. It's been amazing. So I feel like sometimes it's also about like, and like being the energy that we've been refusing to be for a long time will actually create what we want to create in our lives. If I had continued to refuse to say I'm going to be okay the way that my parents wanted to hear it, I don't know if I would have had all these new possibilities showing up in my life.
Yeah, it's like created this big shift for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then was that like a spontaneous reaction for you to say that? Was it just something that you...
It was my mom and I were talking on Facebook Messenger, and she was asking me how I was doing, which I knew meant, how's your business doing? Because that's usually what she wants to know. And I was kind of like playing around, like not answering her question. And then I was like, and then I said it very organically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And as soon as I said it, there was this like this huge weight that I lifted. It's so silly. It's just words.
Yeah.
But it changed everything for me, everything in my life. I mean, I'm so excited about what's happening right now, what's occurring, and I'm just like in awe of how stopping to resist a few words, oh my gosh, it created so much.
That's awesome. That's a cool story. You have great parents, by the way, too. I love your parents.
Say that again?
I said, I love your parents. They're great people.
Yeah. They're awesome. So,
also, like, when we ask, I think it's important for us to understand that how important it is to ask.
Yes.
Because when you ask, it's given. But then also at some point, you have to start expecting.
Can I change that word, though? Because to me, expecting is a little bit solid. To me, it's like knowing. It's just knowing that it's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And just knowing, that's kind of what I'm trying to say.
I know. I'm so sorry.
Wrong way, but to start the expectation process, that things are going to occur, that there's just a knowing that it's going to happen.
Okay. And for everyone listening out there, please know that I'm not trying to correct Tobias, but this is a game that he and I, we play quite often, where he'll say a word and I'll say it just a little different way. So I know Tobias does not take this in any wrong way, and I just perceive that some people may feel like I'm offending you, but I really know I'm not.
I'm not about to you by now.
Yes, you probably are. You probably are. Okay, so what do you think is the one thing that that's holding people back from creating their lives?
Oh, gosh, I think judgment is a big one. And also not understanding that their perception of the reality is, and if it's kind of not in alignment with the universe, you're going to be held back, you know. I think a lot of us, you know, we all have like the monkey mind going on.
Yeah.
And if you don't understand that, you start getting in an autopilot zone. You know, if you've been just kind of, you go through your days and you're sort of, you're not really creating anything, but then again, you're not really aware of it, and or you're just sort of going through your days and your weeks go by, and then you know, it's falling apart. And I think people just have to understand that you know, we have to create our own reality. This reality we occupy is always going to be here. It's 24/7.
Yep.
Okay, but we don't have to stay in the drama and trauma of this reality.
That's true.
And people just end up getting caught up into it. And, you know, we start seeing negative or we negative thoughts start coming in and we stick to them or we believe in another person's opinion about you or then we all, you know, we sometimes we experience what we think is shortage or lack, and there really is no shortage of resources for you. And if you stay connected in that belief, you'll know that you'll start seeing what you've been desiring. But you have to make that choice. You have to choose to create your own reality.
I'm really curious to know how many people actually are willing to create their own reality. Are you here? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Is there anybody listening?
Hey. Tobias, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I wasn't sure. So I wonder how many people are willing to create their own reality. I wonder how many people are willing to maybe create it their way. So can we, okay, so for me, creating my own reality means that something that's supposed to take a couple of weeks to heal, like a broken foot or, you know, like a lung infection, can take a couple of hours to heal. Like that's my reality. Or a couple of seconds even. That's my reality. And I know that a lot of people have decided that if the doctor says it's going to take a couple of weeks, then there's no possible way that it's going to take less than that, right?
Yes, because it's almost like an answer. You can answer it, and then you stick to that answer.
Yes.
Yeah.
So creating your own reality for me is, that's actually the only way that I will have the life that I want to have, because the life that I want to have has to include magic in it. If there's no magic in my life, I'm not interested.
Well, I think we're in this reality.
Say that again?
I think receiving isn't done here in this reality.
It's actually done through two ways. Do we want to talk about those two ways?
Yeah. Sure.
People receive through money and sex. That's the ways that people are okay receiving. Mm-hmm. And what's possible actually with receiving is so much more than that. So I have a kid who loves to come and snuggle with me in bed. Receiving is also just being aware that she's going to come and snuggle with me every day in bed.
Right.
And it doesn't mean that, it doesn't mean anything about her. It doesn't mean anything about me. It just means that she likes to come and snuggle in bed. So that's receiving.
Yeah.
Receiving can be done in so many ways. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I was doing a video shoot in the backyard this morning, and this guy started blowing leaves in the yard next door to us. So I went over and I asked him if he could not blow the leaves for a few minutes so we could do the video shoot. And he did.
Yeah.
That's receiving kindness. That's receiving somebody else caring about me asking him for something. So that's receiving kindness.
Maybe I went a little too far when I said receiving is not done in this reality. Is that what you're trying
to? Well, I think you're onto something. What do you know about that? I want to know what you know.
Well, I just think that when we're functioning from thoughts, feelings, emotions, we're not being. So, and that's kind of all there is sort of in this reality, right?
So, yes.
And we determine deciding, judging, including, what we can receive and how we can receive in this reality. We don't. I'm sorry, I just kind of blanked out for a minute.
Yeah, I know what you mean. There's a lot of energy on the call. Okay.
Sometimes I get a little bit ahead of myself.
So I think is that people tend to not receive because they're thinking and because they're giving a lot of power to their emotions. So when you think, you can't really receive. And when you're giving power to emotions, you can't really receive. And the universe has so much to give. So, and I hope you're going where I'm thinking you're going, which is that if you really want to receive, you have to ask your body to participate. And that means letting go of the thoughts, the feelings, and the emotions. Am I right?
Yes. Yes.
And how do we do that, Tobias?
Get your bars run.
Yay! Get your bars run! Oh, my gosh. So you guys have heard me talk about the bars before, and Tobias and I, we both offer bar sessions to people in Southern California. But if you have never gone your bars run, please go to www.accessconsciousness.com and look for a bars practitioner in your area. And please get your bars run. It will change your life.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I feel like I really need my bars run right now. Oh!
It'll clear your head out.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have anything else that you want to give people about creating their life?
Well, like I said, I think if you guys have the opportunity to get your bars run, have a bar session, I would recommend that. That would be the first thing I would recommend. It changes so much. And,
cool.
Yeah. So, awesome. I don't know. I'm thinking about my bars and getting them run right now. But,
I know.
Basically, the bars is like your brain's a hard drive, and it holds so much from your past to even now to your present. And when you get your bars run, you begin to perceive how much effort it actually takes to function from thoughts, feelings, and emotions. You also start to perceive the possibility of functioning from perceiving, knowing, being. And for most people getting their bars run, it's like the first time they actually allow themselves to receive without obligation or consideration.
Exactly. And that's amazing. When you get to do that, it's amazing.
Yeah, because, you know.
Awesome. Okay, so I feel like there's a really strange energy going on right now, not between us, but just people are probably fried, to tell you the truth. We may have given them a lot of information. So anyone listening to this, if you'd like more clarity about what we're talking about, if you go back to the archives of the show, you will find quite a few shows that describe some of the pieces we've given you today. And if you have any questions, go ahead and email sophie.mihalko, M-I-H-A-L-K-O, @gmail.com with any questions you may have, and we will happily answer them on the next show. Tobias, do you have anything else you want to say?
I better not.
Why?
I think I'm fried. I'm just kidding.
I know. No, I feel fried myself.
I kind of bounce around a lot, but I had a lot of fun. And I hope anybody listening, I hope they were able to gain something out of this.
Oh, yeah.
And that's kind of like my desire.
It does feel like we have given people a lot of food for thought. So instead of thinking, just ask yourself, how can I use this information to my advantage? And you will start feeling like something opens up.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for us today. If you have any questions, just go ahead, contact us either through Blog Talk or at the email I just gave you. And I am sure that we'll be doing a show very soon again. Thank you so much all for listening. Thank you, Tobias, for being on the show.
Thank you, everyone, and thank you, Sophie.
Have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.